The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side. Hey, with 2020 just a couple of days away, John and I went with a totally original theme for this show. We didn't want to be like every other podcast. We wanted to really set ourselves apart. Everybody's doing a year in review. So we decided to do 2019, a retrospective. Aren't we sophisticated? But before that, we do a little housekeeping and finish up with our Star Wars Rise of Skywalker ranking. And I'll be honest, I think I shocked John with my ranking. If you listen closely, he kind of sighs a little bit. It's pretty funny. So for the last time this year, let's head into the store. Hey, John, it's nice to be back and not have to sneak in anymore.
Yeah, you ruined my joke, but that's fine.
All right, you want me to go out and come back in?
No, it's too late.
Oh, no, you can't leave us hanging like that.
Well, I was going to make a joke about how I had a break-in over the weekend, but I didn't think you were going to lead with that, so it's too late now.
Well, I didn't break in.
Just another one flushed down the toilet.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't set you up right.
Yep.
I didn't break in anyways. I used the key that was under the kryptonite.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But that's not as good of a joke. So.
Right. Yeah, it's much better to think that I just show up and throw a rock through your window.
It's much better that y'all got what you just got.
Right.
As opposed to a joke. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Our best humor is just us fumbling over ourselves.
Well, it is live.
Yeah.
And unrehearsed. So.
Clearly. Yeah. All right. So with that, so what do you want to do first? I rushed down to the store here.
I don't know. What are my options?
The year's ending. We don't want to do, we're not going to do your typical, you know, year in review, stuff like that. We're going to be different.
Okay.
And we're going to do a 2019 retrospective.
That's different.
Yep, exactly. I haven't seen that word used, so I figured I'd go with that. You know, I searched the internet high and low for about 30, 40 seconds. Didn't see the word.
Yeah, I was going to say, so we're just different in semantics.
Exactly. Oh, look, look, Mr. Thesaurus over there.
I know.
We are just dropping knowledge. Well, after Meg's podcast, we got to drop something because she's making us look stupid.
Yeah, I have to study more.
Yeah, it's too late for us. Old dogs, new tricks type thing.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do first? Do you want to do our retrospective or do you want to do our Star Wars ranking?
I think we should just do the Star Wars because that finishes off, you know, kind of our topics from last week.
It ends it like we'll never talk Star Wars again.
That's not what I'm saying at all, but it just finishes off that topic because it's a carryover from our last show.
Oh, look at you going for continuity.
We can move over into our retrospective.
Okay. I was thinking kind of like
semantically different.
I was thinking we'd do Star Wars at the end, like putting the milk at the back of the store, but okay.
All right. Hey, that's fine. I don't know why even ask me, because you already know what you want to do.
No. I'm dying to do it, so let's do it.
All right.
All right. What do you got? Where does it drop? Because we have our rankings.
Yeah. I mean, it drops into probably number four for me.
Really? So
I think it. I think it drops Rogue One back one notch. Because if I remember right,
yeah.
I had basically the original trilogy first, three, and then Rogue One as number four. And
no,
I think this.
No, we had put Rogue One ahead of Jedi. I know I did. I thought you had too.
Maybe I did. I don't know. Yeah. You know, like I said, those spots are kind of, they can go either way for me. But
right.
I think I put the original trilogy at top three, with Jedi, of course, being number three. And then this one would be number four for me. And I think it just edges out Rogue One just a touch.
So you have Jedi ahead of this one?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. It's hard to replace those original three movies for me. I don't know that I could put this ahead of Jedi, really.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I don't
That's
think
surprising.
So.
That's surprising.
I mean, other than the Ewoks, I mean, I love Return of the Jedi, you know what I mean? So,
well, see, here's the thing. That's what kills it for me. That's why it dropped. I have Rogue One ahead of Jedi, because as a movie, now, I like the movie Jedi if you take out all the Ewoks, but if you take out all the Ewok stuff, you're left with like a half-hour movie, and it's not really a movie.
Well, it's not that short, but...
It's pretty short. There's a lot of nonsense that goes on that you, when you're watching it, I was just like, it's just not as fun of an action movie to me as sci-fi action. To me, watching it beginning to end, it doesn't even, it's not like Star Wars or Empire or Rise of Skywalker or even Rogue One. Yeah. To me, Jedi was like, meh. The only thing that puts it, in my opinion, that high is the nostalgia of being one of the original three. I think it's the worst of the original three, but because it's an original three, I put it ahead of, obviously, the other ones.
It's definitely number three out of the original three. So I guess that makes it the worst of the original three. But
it's a different way of putting it.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like I said, I still think it comes in ahead for me. I mean, there's a lot of cool action scenes. I think you're putting the Ewoks in a little bit more. Like, they're not an hour and a half worth of that movie. There's not 90 minutes of Ewoks in that movie. I mean, there's all the Jabba stuff. I mean, you've got the, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happens in that movie that aren't Ewoks. So, I don't know.
That's why
our rankings are individual.
Yep.
So, but either way, you know, I think what you're glossing over is the fact that it jumps over, you know, either six or seven other movies, depending on how you look at it.
What do you mean?
You know?
Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah,
for you. Yeah.
Well, for you, too.
Well,
I mean, if you're putting it at number three of 11, it jumps ahead of eight other movies, or seven other movies, you know? So, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is it's still pretty high for both of us.
Right.
You know, whether we think it's number three or number four, you know, is somewhat irrelevant. I think what's important is that it's at the really near the top for both of us.
Well, I went back and forth all week.
Yeah.
And I guess I can't do it. I was going to have it at one, but I guess it's two. I put it ahead of Empire. The only thing that's putting Star Wars first is it was the first. But I think Rise of Skywalker, to me, hits everything that we've always said about all the other, like, about the other movies that are better movies, but they're just not the first one. But this one also, I think Rise of Skywalker has almost the same amount of feel to me as Star Wars does.
Yeah.
Because the way they wrap that up, the way every scene plays into every other scene, the depth of that movie, to me, it puts it so far ahead of, it puts it almost up to A New Hope for me. It's, I mean, A New Hope has a ton of, you know, like it's just the first one we saw. You can't change that. But I'm so close to flipping that, but I really can't. But, I mean, Rise of Skywalker is just, I think it's as good, if not a better movie than Empire, and I think it has so much more of the, I love, like, the feels to it that Empire really, really didn't have. I mean, Empire has the one with Leia and Han, and other than that, I can't really get too many other of, like, really pulling at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's not what you look for in these movies.
No, that's not, I'm not saying that's what you look for. I'm just saying that's what it that's what puts it a notch above.
But see, the thing is, all the feels in Rise of Skywalker revolve around the characters that you got to love in the original trilogy.
Yeah.
So if not for those original trilogy movies building these characters up so high, the emotions fall flat.
Yep.
So I don't know how you put this above those movies that basically have to, like, if they didn't strike those chords with you, then this movie wouldn't do anything for you. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Again, that's just...
Right.
Again, just my way of looking at it. But
no, but
it, like, I think the emotions that you're talking about, they just don't exist if it's not for those. Or like, you don't have those feelings necessarily about Rey or Finn or Poe or anything. It's Chewie, Leia,
right.
Han, you know, and I don't know, even C-3PO to some degree. And I just don't think you get there for those feelings if it's not because of the importance that those first three movies had. So I don't know. So I don't know how, again, just my opinion, but I can't put it ahead of any of those three, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, but at the same time, we put Star Wars ahead of Empire, but Empire's the better movie. But the reason you put it there is because of it was the first one. But this, in this case, I'm putting Rise of Skywalker because it drew upon all of those other things. Yeah, it drew from those movies, but the way that they easily could have fallen flat. And I'm thinking, now granted, 5 years from now, maybe I'll like, you know what, it just doesn't have the same, and maybe it drops. But as I stand right now, I can see myself watching this over and over and looking for more and more things and really enjoying this movie. I mean, there's so much to it. And that, to me, that's what puts it ahead of, you know, all of them, you know, except for New Hope.
Right, but are you saying you can't see yourself watching Empire or Jedi over and over again either?
Empire? Definitely. Jedi, I definitely don't watch as much. That's why, and I have Rogue One ahead of Jedi.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So that means Jedi is now 5.
Right.
You know, and I have Rogue One at 4, Empire's at 3, and then Rise of Skywalker, and then Star Wars at number 1. But,
right.
And again, it's funny when we do these rankings, and like everybody, when we do these rankings, it's not like we're saying they're bad. It's like, yeah, I'm going to watch them over and over and over, and I'm trying to give myself a break from Star Wars because we've been so Star Wars heavy for about a month and a half now,
yeah.
But I want to go back and watch them all again.
Right. And, you know, again, don't get me wrong. It's not that I'm not going to sit down and watch this movie multiple times when I get my $250 box set.
Oh, I know. You and I. what was that, last Sunday or whatever?
I think it was Sunday, yeah, when that dropped.
Yeah.
I ordered mine first to make sure I got it, and then I texted
then you
to
told
let
me
you know
what,
that
like
it was
I'm gonna
available.
Buy it out. I got the last
well,
one.
You might get the last one, you never know. So like wouldn't that suck? If you said I got mine and then I logged in and it said sold out, and I'd be like pretty bummed. So but you know, I guess just to wrap up,
they like Doritos, they'll make more.
Yeah, The Rise of Skywalker. You know, I went to go see it again yesterday. So this was my second viewing
okay.
yesterday. And, you know, I liked it as much, you know, obviously I enjoyed it as much the second time as the first time. I didn't notice a whole lot the second time that I missed the first time, which
right.
I guess I just did a pretty good job of
yeah.
catching it all the first time. Except for one big, like, I feel like there's one, JJ has one big miss in this movie.
Uh-oh.
I think.
You found a miss.
I did find a miss.
What's that?
That just was, it was sitting on the tee, and he just didn't swing. When they are on the cliff on the Endor moon, and Finn and Janna are standing there looking for Rey, you know, spoilers, by the way, on the skiff, and she's
kayaking
towards
across
the Death Star, yeah. Right. And, you know, they're looking, and they can't see, and Janna looks down, and she says, oh, there she is. She's down there on the skiff racing to the Death Star. And Finn should have turned around and said, she's braver than I thought. And that would have been the perfect line.
Why?
Because, oh my God, you've watched Star Wars how many times and you don't know that line? It's like, you came in that thing, you're braver than I thought.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
Leia said.
All right.
You know?
No, I
and,
wasn't
like,
thinking
she's,
that.
Like,
no.
Dangerously, like, skiffing across the
right,
water.
Right, right.
And he should have looked over and said, she's braver than I thought. And that would have been awesome.
That would have been
so,
nice, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get it when you said it. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know. Just, I don't, because when I was sitting there watching it, that was in my head. And I was like, why didn't she say that? Like, well, one of them should have said that. Maybe, you know, Janna should have said it or whatever. But somebody should have said it. That's a big miss by JJ.
I don't know about big. It's a miss.
It is. It's a huge miss.
It's huge.
It's huge. It's like the biggest miss in all of the history of misses. So.
You haven't seen me play baseball.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
Yeah, no, again, seeing it again you know, it didn't drop an inch for me. I mean, I still loved it. I was thoroughly entertained the whole time, so.
Yeah, it's I can't wait to see it again. I've only seen it two times.
The twice.
But I'm dying to see it again. I had an opportunity. I had time, but when you have time, that means everybody has time, so it's sold out.
Right.
You know, vacation week.
Saying that, I had a tough time. The theater was almost sold out yesterday, too, which, I, you know, because it was a last-minute type of thing, so I didn't buy the tickets
right
ahead of time, you know.
Well, yesterday was supposed to be nice, and Joe and I get to work. It's raining, so I'm like, well, let's go. Maybe we could go see it. And this is at 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's playing at the theater right next door, and there were literally four seats left, two on each end of the front row. And I was like, nope, not doing that. It's doing well. I haven't looked at any numbers. I don't care about that stuff, but I'm just dying to get back and see it again. And then, you know, when I get my $250 set.
Apparently it's bombing in China. I don't know what that's all about, but the movie isn't doing well.
But it's
there.
It's never done
otherwise
well in China.
Well,
the original wasn't even played over there.
I don't know.
They're behind the time.
I know that that's a huge market for American movies.
It is, but not Star Wars. Marvel has done well over there, but Star Wars traditionally has never done well in China. From everything I've read, they're just not fans.
But this looks like it's, as opposed to something like The Last Jedi that I feel like lost steam as it went on because the word of mouth wasn't great, this one seems to be picking up more from what I've been reading because, like, the opening night box office was tracking way behind, like, The Last Jedi. But what I was reading yesterday is saying now it's on track to outpace Last Jedi. So I think this one's picking up steam. Whereas, The Last Jedi was probably losing steam. None of them are going to hit Force Awakens numbers because that was just a monster. But it wasn't an endgame monster. But, I mean, as far as Star Wars goes. But anyway, it's doing well. I don't think Disney's disappointed.
No. No, they'll make a couple bucks on it.
Yeah.
They'll tide them over till the next one.
Yeah.
All right. Is that all we have? Can we wrap up Star Wars for the week?
Yes.
Till
next week.
All right. Are you ready to get to our quite original retrospective?
I am.
All right. So you actually, I made a list. I asked you just off the top of your head, and you sent me your list. Do you want to talk about all of these, or you just want to go right through and just say, like...
I don't know that we necessarily need to elaborate on all our choices. I thought... I don't know if you kept yours to five. I just picked an arbitrary number of five for each category.
Oh, really? Yeah, I had a bunch.
So, I don't know how you wanted to do it. I could have gone deeper on a lot of these, because I had a tough time with the TV category, actually, keeping it to five. I actually have like five or six honorable mentions underneath it.
Yeah.
And I just watched The Witcher, which actually could have been another honorable mention. So it just depends on how you want to do it, really.
Yeah, I'm only one episode into The Witcher. Haven't had
But I don't think that we need to, if we try to break down and discuss each one of these things, we'll be talking for 3 hours. So
right.
And we've talked about most of these on our show already. So I think
all
we could just... All
right, so don't look at your list. When I say... movies. What's the top movie that pops in your head from the year?
Well, I mean, it might be recency bias, but I guess I have to pick Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, that's what I would go with. Other than that, it would be Endgame.
Right.
I mean, before that, you would have to say Endgame.
Yes.
Let's call that 1 and 1A.
All right.
Because, to be fair, if you flip-flopped them, you probably... I don't know if I would.
Still right.
But you know what I mean?
Endgame would get recency bias,
you know?
Yeah, I think Skywalker is number one for me for this year, hands down. And Endgame, because it doesn't have the, we talked about it in our show, it doesn't have the resonance for me that Marvel will never be what Star Wars is for me. So
right. Yeah, so the MCU.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So other movies, any other movies you'd like to mention?
Spider-Man Far From Home, I think, was also a great movie this year.
Yeah.
Definitely one of my favorites. And, most of these are comic book movies. I had a hard time. That's really all I go to see in the theaters for the most part.
Me too.
Everything else, I catch it on TV.
Yeah.
So, But I have Spider-Man Far From Home. Of course, Shazam I liked quite a bit. And I didn't put this on my list, but I watched Marriage Story last night on Netflix. And again, this could just be recency because I watched it last night. But that was a really good movie. Really
Kylo
good performances.
Goes deep.
Yeah, from Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Both great performances. Very depressing. You know, yeah. definitely not like the action-packed
another holiday
superhero
classic.
Movie. Yeah, but it was pretty depressing.
Right.
But it was a great movie, very well acted. So, again, I don't know if it makes my top five or six for the year, but since I just saw it, it's kind of fresh in my mind.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet, but I've seen the clips, and I saw the clip going around Twitter of when they fight in the what is it, their apartment or their house or whatever, and he breaks down on the floor crying, but he said, he say like he wanted to kill her or something like that? Or
yeah, it gets pretty rough.
Right, and my wife and I watched it, and we're like looking at the Twitter feeds, and like it's got to be young kids, and they're like, this is so fake, and I'm looking at it going, oh no.
No, it's like, not.
No, that is very real. Like, that is legit. I'm like, I've seen that.
Yeah. Been there.
I've seen that when it wasn't me and Jen. And you're like a spectator and you're like, uh-oh. Should we leave?
Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah. Good friends.
Yeah.
The one that I'd like to, and I would actually put it, if I had to rank it, I'd put it ahead of Spider-Man Far From Home. And I know you don't. Joker.
Yeah, I don't.
I really like Joker. The only reason I put it a little ahead of Spider-Man is because, and again, this is one of those things where you don't want to say, like, it's a bad thing. I love all the Marvel stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, Spider-Man Far From Home, we have Spider-Man Homecoming, we have all these Marvel movies. Name another movie like Joker.
Yeah.
You know, that I just thought that was such a good original comic book story that, especially leading up to it, how like, I don't know, trepidation, is that the word? How like nervous we were.
Definitely.
Like, are they going to screw this up? And they didn't. And I feel like they hit it out of the park. And it's, you know, maybe they didn't hit it out of the park. But from coming in so low and then walking out of the theater being like, even out of the theater, I was like, I don't know if I like it. But then you start to think about it. And I'm really looking forward to that one coming out. I think it's in a couple weeks on Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it's coming out pretty
soon. The 6th or something like that next week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, and again, if it makes you feel that way, then they did hit it out of the park for you at least. You know
what I mean?
Right,
right. Yeah.
So it just honestly, it didn't make my top five. And not that it was a bad movie. Again, we talked about it. I didn't like it as much as you did.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely the performances in that movie were fantastic. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, my full five, because I had Rise of Skywalker and Endgame. We're going to call that 1-1A. And then the next four, I had Joker, Far From Home, John Wick 3, and then I had Captain Marvel. I really liked Captain
Marvel.
Yeah,
I looked at Captain Marvel also, but again, I was trying to keep it to five, and I liked Spider-Man and Shazam a little bit more. And yeah, the one I didn't mention, I also had John Wick 3 on my list. I didn't want it to be all Marvel
right.
or comic book movies, but John Wick 3 is just such a cool action movie. I mean,
it's so much
fun.
Know,
all of them are. Yeah, it's just so much fun.
Just,
yeah.
It's one of those, it cracks me up that there's like so many people love that movie, and I'm wondering if there's any crossover between the people that love that movie and the same people that'll look at like I don't know, like a Transformers movie and go, that's just so stupid. Well, so is John Wick 3.
Well, John Wick is stupid, right. Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm saying. It's just not Transformers. It's a person, but nobody can do any of that stuff.
Right.
You know, so but it's still enjoyable. It's like, I don't consider myself a hypocrite because I enjoy both of them for what they are. All right, moving to TV. Mm-hmm. I say TV, what pops in your head?
Well, I have, again, you know, so much of this is recency, but it just seems like all the great stuff came at the end of the year. But I've got Watchmen and The Mandalorian are probably my top two picks for this year. And I don't think that's recency bias. Because I have a pretty long list of stuff. TV,
so do
this
I.
was the hardest category for me because I really, there's a lot of great stuff. And there's so many things that I didn't even put on this list that I loved a lot also.
Right.
But I think The Mandalorian and The Watchmen were the two best shows this year.
Pretty good for you, because you were pretty wishy-washy on Watchmen at the beginning.
I was, yes. The Watchmen really came on for me in the last 3.5 or so episodes.
Yeah.
It really came together
once
for
they
me.
Started filling in the gaps for you?
Well, it really started with that episode with the I can't think of the
let's try
the
and go spoiler
now,
free a little bit. I don't know how many.
Well, the memory drug there. I can't think I can't remember what they called it. But
yeah.
You know, the flashback episode with, you know, where she was basically Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah.
That's where it really started to come together for me. And then
you had said that to me. I hadn't seen it yet, and you're like, it really picks up. Like,
yeah, and then I think it was the second to last episode, you know, a god walks into a bar, and that episode was fantastic. Probably the best episode of all of them. And then that last episode was just great. So
yeah.
Yes, because for The Watchmen, I didn't think The Watchmen would make my top list based on the first half of the season.
Yeah, I would say half. I was going to say third to half, but yeah, about a halfway, yeah. Because I was really liking it, and I was like, we didn't really get into it too much. We had so much other stuff going on. Even privately, not the podcast, we didn't really talk about it too much, and I think that's the only place we talked about it, to be honest with you.
It was. We didn't really talk about it at all until...
Right now.
It started wrapping up. Yeah, well, and when it started wrapping up, and I was, you know, wanting to know if you had seen it.
Yeah, yeah. My top for TV, if somebody were to say to me, like, what's the favorite thing on TV? I put Disney Plus as a whole.
Oh, that's a cheat.
It's a cheat, but obviously I'm going to name shows, but...
Yeah.
Probably the biggest thing to happen to TV this year, and probably the biggest event this year. I mean, it practically crashed the internet that day.
Is it, though? Like, you have one original TV show. Like,
exactly. You have one original TV show, and everybody in the world was, like, or in our universe, was crashing the internet. People are talking about, how do I get on? I can't get on today. It was a huge thing. And for 2019, I think that's a big deal,
yeah.
You know. And Mandalorian's part of that. If Mandalorian stunk, we all still have Disney Plus. And
right, but other than the Mandalorian, again, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. But Mandalorian being great, what makes Disney Plus so much better than Netflix?
Well, right
like,
now
all it
you
did
have
was bring just a bunch of. Well, but it just brought a bunch of movies.
You have all the Star Wars movies in 4K.
Right, but. It just brought a bunch of movies that really everybody's already seen.
Yeah.
Like, there was no original content except for The Mandalorian.
Well, no, so, there was that Jeff Goldblum thing.
Oh, yeah.
that I haven't watched yet.
And again, I'm not debating, like, I love Disney Plus.
Right.
I just don't think for TV itself, it did that, you know, for streaming or for movies or what
See,
have you.
I'm not saying it revolutionized the world. I'm saying for 2019, that was a big event. And when I think of 2019 and all of the stuff, like you said, it's like I have on here Carnival Row, which that blew me away. I didn't even know about it until you told me about it. And then I watched it. Now I'm still trying to get my wife to watch it. I love that show. Same with Mandalorian. I love that show. I'm trying to get my wife to watch that one again with me. I want that to come out on Blu-ray so I can have it in better content. Watchmen, The Boys, Umbrella Academy, Jessica Jones.
I forgot about the Umbrella Academy.
Right. But see what I mean? It's like some great shows are getting being forgotten, but we still know Disney. That to me, it just sticks in my mind as we look forward to that as much as we did The Mandalorian, as much as we look forward to Watchmen. We could not wait for that day. You know, do you know what day Watchmen dropped?
Sunday nights. Yeah.
No. What was the date?
Oh, no, I don't know.
What day did Disney Plus drop?
November 12th.
Yeah, exactly.
My point is The Mandalorian finished Friday night.
Right.
I'm done with Disney Plus for about a year now. Like, I don't know that there's anything I need to log on to and watch unless I want to go back and watch Toy Story 1 or something. You know what
I
mean?
I'm watching Rebels.
But that makes it no different than Netflix for me. You know, it's like, oh, there's a random movie I want to watch, and it's on Disney Plus, so I'll put it on. But there's nothing now to keep me logging in week by week to Disney Plus. Because I actually think it was a pretty weak launch when it comes to, like, this should have been something else in the chamber to quickly follow up The Mandalorian. Like, right. We have The Mandalorian, and we might get season two of The Mandalorian before we see any of the Marvel shows still.
I don't know what's coming next.
And yeah, I don't know either, but they're already saying Mandalorian season two, like, right. Fall 2020, and that might be before we even get WandaVision, you know?
Right. So, but that's you. You've said the same thing about DC Universe. Now you're saying about Disney Plus, but you still know the day it dropped. And that's all I'm talking about is 2019. Yeah. How big was it? I'm not talking where are we going from here. Cause you know what? How many times have you watched The Boys since that ended? You haven't.
I haven't.
Right.
No.
So that's all we're saying. It's still a great show. Disney Plus, that was a huge day when that dropped. That's all we're saying.
But I've watched, even though I'm not going back and watching The Boys again, I've watched at least 10 series on Amazon Prime since that ended. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm continually logging into Amazon Prime week after week after week. I won't be into Disney Plus, though, or DC Universe, for that matter, for a while. Well, actually, right now, Harley's got me coming into DC Universe. But, I'm not trying to downplay Disney at all. And, again, this is your list. I just don't know. I just don't know that it revolutionized TV.
Didn't say it did. Never said that.
Everything else.
All I said was for 2019, that was a big day. That's all I said.
It was.
All right. That was a nice segue.
Yeah. Moving on.
So, and then we have, I know we both have this, Game of Thrones season 8.
Yeah.
I probably like that more than a lot of Game of Thrones fans did. And there was a lot of hate for that, but I really liked it.
It didn't round out my top 5, but it's definitely in the top 10.
I didn't even worry about a 5 on this one. Because like you said, TV, there was so much content this year. There was so much good stuff.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's like, you forgot Umbrella Academy. And
I did,
how much
right. I don't even know where that would have been on my list now looking at it.
You know, Punisher.
I forgot about it. And
Punisher,
I forgot about all the Marvel shows.
Yeah.
I liked C on Apple TV. That's not on my list either.
Yeah, exactly.
There was just so much. It's impossible to really. 2019 was a huge year for TV shows.
Well, this is really our first full year.
Yeah.
You know, doing this. So I think if you went back to other years, because we would have had, you know, the year before, you would have had Daredevil.
Right.
I mean, there's tons
and
of shows.
And you've had Game of Thrones for 8 years.
Right.
Because some of these shows that I picked were, you know, season 2 or season 3 or season 4 of this particular
or season
show.
Eight.
So,
Game of Thrones.
Right, if you go back to last year, there was also a season of it.
Right.
Well, unless you're Game of Thrones, because I actually think they skipped all of 2018. But still, right, I know what you're saying. You can go back and find good stuff all the time. But I guess the difference is, you know, again, in 2018, we didn't have Disney Plus or Apple TV. Or as more of these services are launching every year, the landscape is just getting so crowded.
I mean, you have stuff on yours that I haven't even seen.
Yeah,
I saw on yours like When They See Us.
Yeah, which was great actually.
Yeah, Star Trek Discovery, Succession. Yeah. I haven't seen that season 2. I didn't even know
season
about
two.
Season 1.
Yeah. That's again also
I actually just heard
show.
About that today on something I was listening to, and they were saying watch that, it's really good.
It's great. Yeah, it is great. Yeah, and I've got Peaky Blinders on here.
Yep.
I've got I also had The Boys in Carnival Row, but hell, now I can think of again Umbrella Academy, you know, so many shows.
Punisher was awesome.
Was Punisher this year?
I just didn't.
Yeah,
yeah,
I guess it was.
Yeah, it launched in January last year. This year.
Yeah.
And
Jessica Jones too, right?
That's what I said. Jessica
was
Jones
this year
season
also?
3.
Yeah.
That was in June.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, because I have that one on my list. I don't have Punisher. Punisher probably would have made my list if it hadn't had that last episode or when he went all like that last scene.
Yeah, that wasn't great. But yeah, I guess to sum it up, lots of TV.
All right, let's get into comics. And it was a pretty big year.
It was.
And a pretty big event didn't even make, and we followed this event pretty thoroughly, and it didn't even make our lists.
Yep.
It's not on either of them.
I thought about it, but it's not up there. I mean, it was great, but again, it wouldn't break my top five.
Well, I think once you have, like, we both have it at number one, and these aren't really in order, but we both say it's the first thing up there, and it's the House and Powers.
Right.
And once that came out, it cast a huge shadow on War of the Realms. It just,
yes,
it was just, you forgot about it. And that's an event, because, and what makes a difference to me is it didn't change anything. It was just fun. So,
right,
you know, and then it was just by the end of it, you were exhausted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the biggest thing to come out of War of the Realms is really, you know, Odin's son reclaiming his right, you know, his place as Thor, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he gets his hammer back. He gets, you know, he becomes the Allfather. That's really the biggest thing that came out of War of the Realms. But otherwise, yeah, it didn't have a lasting impact like House and Powers of 10 definitely is going to have.
Yeah, House and Powers have pretty much changed. I don't know. I don't even know how to put it. It just, we've talked about it so much, but it's basically redone that entire universe. I'm wondering where it goes from here how far out into Marvel does it extend? Like, how much of the Marvel universe does it change? Because we really haven't, I haven't been following up on the side books as much, but what I liked about X-Men when I was younger is how it really reached out into the entire Marvel universe, and they haven't done that yet.
Well, so far the events of that haven't spilled over into any of the other regular monthly titles like Spider-Man or
right.
Captain America or anything like that, but really one of the next big events in 2020 is the X-Men versus the Fantastic Four. And I think that miniseries is going to start laying the groundwork for, you know, how the implications are going to
right.
be felt throughout the rest of the Marvel Universe. You know, I would expect 2020 to, you know, definitely, I think we'll start to feel it throughout the rest of the books, for sure. So I look forward to that.
Yeah, I do too. I'm really looking forward to, you know, reading Spider-Man and seeing at the bottom corner of a panel, like, oh, read back on, you know, House of X, or read this is what right. such and such, because I really think this is going to play in and change the entire Marvel landscape. And it kind of overshadows all the books from this year in that way.
I think so. I mean, definitely it's solid number one for me. Overall, the whole event, you know, again, 12-issue event, it had its highs and lows. Like, not every issue was a home run. But that, to me, this is how an event should be done. It was self-contained. It was 12 issues, one after the other. There was no side books. You didn't have to subscribe to 12 four-issue miniseries. Like, this
right.
is how an event should be done. You read one book a week, and you
yeah.
move on to the next week. It was very easy to keep up with. You didn't get overload, like event overload from it. And, you know, what was the last one? Simultaneously, we had Absolute Carnage. And, you know, one week you'd get one title.
Yeah.
And then the next week you had five books to read. And
right.
It was really, that's how an event should not be done.
Well, it kind of wore us down because we had just come off of War of the Realms. And
right.
we're still, not just, I mean, it was like a month later, I think.
Yeah, but it wasn't that far.
Right.
It wasn't that far removed.
And we were doing House and Powers, but
right.
then the Carnage thing it got so tedious that we were like, we just can't keep up. It just
yeah.
with everything else that's going on, and it really unless you're an absolute Carnage, an
yeah.
absolute
well,
absolute Carnage fan, you know.
Well, I ultimately read it all. Like I read every bit of it by the time it ended. But it was a lot.
Right.
Know?
Yeah, I did.
It's a lot to keep up with. So I read every miniseries. I read all the Venom. You know, I read it all. But it was, it became a chore. And that's, you know, it shouldn't be that.
Right.
You know, this is comics. It
yeah.
shouldn't be a chore.
My number two, and if it wasn't for House and Powers, this probably would be my number one. And because, very similar to Joker, this had very low expectations coming in. Daredevil.
Yeah.
That is, we talked about it this time last year.
Yes.
You know, through December, we're like, what? He's dead? They're bringing him back? And what did it start in February, I think?
Yeah, it was January or February. Yeah. It was right around the first of the year, and it really wasn't until the second or third issue that it really kicked up. But
well, the first issue was good.
It was good,
but the second
issue,
I think that when that's with
I don't know
Spidey.
If it was second or third. Yeah, yeah. That Spider-Man issue really ticked it up a notch for me. And then, you know, it's had its ups and downs throughout the year also, but it's back on a high. I think the current run is pretty good. But consistently this year, it's been one of my go-to first books to read. Definitely.
Well,
it was
the one I look forward
on my
to
list also.
The most. Other than that, I would say, and I really can't pick a book, I would say my next go-to off the top of my head that I'm like, all right, it's a Batman book. Just so heavy Batman this year, and Tom King. I really enjoyed that stuff. But a lot of the Batman stuff this year, we have Batman 1000,
right?
You know, or Detective Comics, sorry. But yeah, it was such a Batman heavy year, and I really can't say too much bad. There's not too much I can go, oh, I didn't like that. I mean,
yeah, I can't either. But not one of them made my top five.
You
which
mean
is
particular books?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing Batman in general made my top five for this year, even though, I'm a huge Batman fan.
Right.
And I read it all. But I just think there was some good stuff this year. And like I said, it didn't break my list. So
For the rest of it, we're pretty close. We have one difference.
Okay.
Well, we both have Once in Future. That's
yes,
awesome.
Really enjoying that.
Really enjoying that. That's very strong. We both have Spider-Man Life Story.
Okay.
And then you have Harleen.
Harleen.
And yeah. I have Joker Harley, Criminal Sanity.
Okay.
And that, we haven't even had two yet.
No.
And
no,
I'm
we haven't.
Dying for two. And, I mean, hey, you want, and nobody could say this but me, but I really like this book because it's the only book my wife also likes.
Right.
Like, she's dying for number, that's the only book I've ever, it's the only book she's ever asked me about multiple times. When's that one coming out again? Right. I'm like, I don't know. I'm finding out.
Well, it's got pushed. Yeah, it's been pushed. So
yeah,
I don't know what's going on with that. But yeah, and I just finished Harleen 2 nights ago.
Yeah, was that three?
So yeah, number three. I really enjoyed it. I think it was a great book this year. Nothing, you know, same old story. I mean, it's the origin story we all know.
Right.
Like, it didn't revolutionize anything necessarily there, but it went so much more in detail with that relationship than we've ever gotten before, you know. And I think, I don't know if you've got a chance to read number three yet or
not. I haven't, no.
Some of the revelations towards the end, you know, with the manipulations of the Joker and things like that, it was just very well written, and I love the artwork.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it was a big home run for me. I really enjoyed it. So.
I like it, too. I just didn't want to put two Harley books in.
Right.
And I really liked, you know, Criminal Sanity. So I really, really enjoyed that one. I think that one came out first. Criminal Sanity came out before Harleen.
Did it?
Yeah. I think Criminal Sanity came out right after Joker, like the week after Joker came out. Because that's one of the reasons I liked it so much. It was so much of the... Yeah. It was so intertwined with real life. Remember, it had the real serial killers.
Well,
and stuff.
Yeah, definitely had that.
It was so much. It's so much fun. But I agree with you. Harleen's awesome. I didn't want to put two of them in my list.
No, I get it.
But yeah, then you have the other two. We said Once in Future and Spider-Man Life Story are just. I was telling TJ a couple weeks ago. I'm like, I think the book's out now, isn't it? The trade
Life Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been out for a little bit, actually.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. TJ's looking for stuff to read. I'm like, grab that one.
Yeah, for sure.
And the other one that I asked you before we started recording, and I couldn't think of the name of it, Bad Reception.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I was like, and we both agree, that kind of fell off. So that's it's kind of one of those honorable mention type things. And the only reason I wanted to bring it up is, I don't think there's been a stronger number one book for us two
really
this year.
Great first issue. We both really liked it a lot.
We wanted to rename the podcast. It was so good.
I just don't think it followed up for me. Like, it really fell off quite a bit for me.
But that number
to
one.
To the point where I haven't even finished reading it, honestly. So
yeah, I haven't even looked for it. So yeah, I think I fell off. What are we on?
I don't even know where they're at now. I read.
I don't know.
I read three.
Did you read? I don't know if I read three, two or three. I do know I read two. I don't know if I got to three.
I read three and then I fell off of it. I didn't. Yeah. I think it didn't hold up. So, unfortunately, because it was such a strong opening issue.
On so many levels. It was, I mean, it was a great story. It had horror aspects coming to it. I did read three because I remember two was really good. And then, three kind of petered out and you were like, huh? I don't know. But it hit so many notes, like society today. It hit, you know, the comic. It still had that comic element to it. It had the horror. It had all this stuff. And we were, I mean, I don't know how long we talked about that in the podcast. We loved that book. And then have it just drop like that. Do you have any other honorable mentions?
Comic-wise?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, there was a lot of good books. I read the second issue of Joker Killer Smile last night.
Yeah.
And that was actually really good. I like that. Might be a little bit of recency bias there. Something is Killing the Children. I've really enjoyed that. I actually really like that book
Roku.
Also. Didn't read Roku.
Oh?
Yeah, I haven't read that one. Oh, man. I'm drawing a blank. I'm sure there's other great books that I read this year, but...
It's so hard because you're reading so many books a week.
It's true.
It just pops in your head. Whatever can pop in your head, and I'm trying to think back to...
And I really tried
like
to
early
not,
in the year, it's like,
yeah, I tried to not make my entire list about stuff that all
December
came out
releases.
In December. Marked, I actually like quite a bit. I think that's a pretty good series.
Trees.
Trees. You Are Obsolete. I'm still enjoying that one.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, it's like, you know, information overload when you try to think back. It's like, what are you thinking of? I got nothing.
Yeah.
All right, last topic, Bright Side Chat. What was your favorite episode this year? Wait a minute. Before you say anything, I don't know if we're gonna get the truth because I saw his eyes go back up in his head. I saw a big smile on his face, which means
is he
thinking like, do I tell him the truth?
No, it's the truth. It'd have to be our end game, our initial end game impressions. I think that was my favorite episode. For the year.
it's late. It's been a long night. Let's skip with the formalities. What'd you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not kidding.
That was a riot. Yeah, that has to be. We haven't even come close to that.
No. And honestly, I really liked our anniversary show, our 1 year anniversary show. Again, just because
that
it brought
back.
That
was fun for us.
Yeah, it brought back. Right, I don't know if everybody else liked it as much, but it brought back some good moments for the year. But I think it'd have to be the end game.
Yeah.
The end game episode.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, what's your least favorite episode that we did? I can't even think of the names of them. I just know there were ones where I'd be, like, done. Like, because we finish up and it's like, I get to bed at, like, 3:30 in the morning. And some nights my wife's like, so how'd it go? And I'll be like, oh my God.
There's a few that we did throughout the year that I didn't feel great about when we finished, but they turned out better after editing. So, but I can't think of any that really I thought were just terrible. I'm sure there was a couple, but.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. It's like, I just know there were times I can't remember what, and that speaks to that. It's like, I can't say they were horrible, but I know there are nights that I'll go to bed and be like, she'd be like, how'd it go? I'm like, it was awesome. We had a blast. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, the nights where we record and it's like, it's legitimately not even a recording. It's what we would do, like what we were striving for in the past. Like we should be just, you know, like when we talk on the phone.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else to round out 2019? That's it. It's the end of the decade. I don't care what Martin says.
Yeah.
Because Martin's like, it's not the end of the decade. And I'm doing my best Martin voice. It's not even close. Right. But he's like, it's not the end of the decade. There was no year zero. Yeah, but you know what? It's the 2019s. Next is the 20s.
It's the 20s.
It's going to be the roaring 20s.
Again, yes.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I can't think of anything special.
What are you looking forward to in 2020? With all that hindsight, see? Huh? That's the joke for next December.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, well, I don't know, because a lot of the stuff I'm really looking forward to, we don't get till 2021. So there's no big real movie releases that I'm super excited
Black
about
Widow?
This year.
No?
I mean, it'll be good, but I don't, like, I'm not.
Wonder Woman, if that finally drops?
Wonder Woman I am looking forward to, but I'm, like, not on the edge of my seat
no.
for either one of them.
I think
Wonder
that
Woman
says...
will be great. Black Widow will be great also, but I'm not, like, really dying for any of them. I guess the end of the year, I'm looking forward to new seasons of The Mandalorian. I'm looking forward to the, you know, the Disney Plus WandaVision and that stuff. But I think a lot of that rolls into 2021, so
yeah.
I'm not sure what we're getting this year that...
Well,
I'm sure when we look back on it in December, there'll have been a million things that were great, but I can't,
right.
like, none of them right now are, like, really on my list of things that I'm, you know, looking forward to.
Right. And I think that has a lot to do with how great I think 2019 was.
It was.
Just think of Rise of Skywalker and Endgame. Two
right.
epic finales.
Yes.
That, I mean, what are the odds they both dropped in the same year? And
right.
and owned by the same company, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like, that, it doesn't hurt them.
I'm looking forward to something non-Disney making it into the top 10 next year, maybe.
I don't know. Do you think that could happen?
I don't know. I don't know if it exists.
Well, I think 2020, by comparison, is going to feel like a letdown. Because like you
yeah.
said, it's like there's... I'm really looking forward to Black Widow. I'm really looking forward to Wonder Woman. I know there's other one, that Ryan Reynolds one, that looks like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to Top Gun, you know,
yeah.
Maverick. But you're right. Nothing has that... Well, basically, like what we did for our podcast for Endgame and Skywalker, there's
right.
nothing on the horizon that makes us be like, all right, we're going to stay up late, we're going to do multiple shows, and nothing that's going to hit us like that. And it's
yeah.
2020 by comparison is a letdown.
I think it will be. Well, I mean, again, I'm sure we'll have great stuff.
Oh yeah,
stuff. There'll be plenty of stuff that we liked by the end of the year. But yeah, you know, nothing's going to compare to the end of, you know, like I said, the Endgame and Rise of Skywalker. And again, I don't even know when we'll get that again. Like,
ever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we'll ever be able to talk about that again, you know?
Not yeah. Two in the same year?
So,
never mind.
Yeah.
When can we
well,
get
even
another
though,
one?
Even one in the same year, maybe in 8 or 9 years when the MCU is ready to round out its next
right.
phase, big thing.
Endgame
But
two?
I don't know that it might not touch Endgame, though, you
right.
know? So, it's going to be hard to say.
Yeah. 2019 was a great year. It was a great
yeah.
year. Really looking forward. I'm looking forward to Disney Plus and what, to your point earlier, they can't just be, they have to be coming out with something that maybe we just don't know about or maybe we haven't paid attention to. I don't know how we would have missed anything. But you're right. Mandalorian's over.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that next week. What's next for original content? You know, I've never watched Star Wars Rebels, so I'm enjoying that.
We are getting the final season of Clone Wars, I
yep.
think, in this year. But I don't think there's... I mean, you know, there's other original content... Well, right, there's other original content that we just don't care about. You know, like there's a High School Musical. Like, they've got other shows coming.
I'm
but it's
really
not
enjoying
stuff
that,
that we're... It's not stuff that we're looking forward to necessarily, you know
right.
what I mean? So I know they've got some other stuff on the horizon, but as far as what we're looking for, we've got almost a drought this year, you know?
Right.
Because anything that I think we care about is the end of the year at the earliest and into next year.
Yeah.
So, now next year, 2021, we're going to have a ton of stuff. You know, we're going to have WandaVision, Loki, you know, Winter
right.
Soldier. We're going to have more stuff than we can shake a stick at. I just don't think, and I think going forward year after year after that will be the same. I think they were just slow to get the train out of the station this year
right.
with only having one show. But by the time we start getting second seasons and third seasons of all this stuff in development, we'll have plenty of stuff coming.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just think this year
they
should have had something Marvel in the canon, you know, ready to go this year.
Right.
Before. It's not like they just thought of Disney Plus. Like, we talked about it before. It's
yeah,
been
yeah.
in the works for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, so even one more thing that would have hit sometime in the middle of the year would have felt like it, you know, was...
Something for the Mandalorian fans. Yeah, you're right. There's a ton of
yeah.
content on there for other genres.
Right.
But what's going to carry the Mandalorian people or the Marvel people between now and, like, whenever? So, even if they had just said, like, coming in February, you'd be like, all right, you know, like, something's right. coming. But you're right. We'd really have, I mean, I don't really know of anything else that's coming until next year at this
yeah.
time, you know, next yeah. fall. So not that I'm going to drop it. I still love, I mean,
oh,
I'll,
yeah.
I'll pop Star Wars on when I'm, you know, doing something, you know, whatever. Stargirl, I'm looking forward to that one.
Definitely looking forward to that. And we didn't talk about any CW shows either when we talked about our TV shows. But, you know,
well,
CW, we didn't talk
though.
About Titans. We didn't talk about, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, there's lots of stuff that we didn't even talk about. But, you know, Under the Crisis event is great. That was one of my favorite things
yeah.
this year so far.
Yeah.
Again, also happened in December. But,
right.
But, you know, yeah, there was a lot. A lot of
yeah,
that
we'll
stuff
get Titans
really
3.
Good.
I mean, yep. I really enjoy, like, and that's probably why I even put Disney Plus as the first thing, is I enjoy watching how this stuff plays out. And I know it bothers you, like, where, when we've had times where you talk about Disney Plus and, like, I'm sorry, we talk about DC Universe, and you'd, you know, when I tried to pump their tires on their anniversary, and you're like, well, what have they done for me lately? It was like, that's another great episode.
Right.
That was fun. But you know what I mean? Like, I enjoy watching not just their shows, but how are they running this? What's coming next? And I want to see, you know, I want to see, like, I'm starting to see stuff on Twitter and on social media about, you know, DC Universe is going away. And it's like, okay, but the content's all going to end up at HBO Max. It's not the right. end of the world.
I just don't like watching how it all plays out on my dime. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, that's
like,
kind of the way it is. You
yeah.
know, it's like, you know, if
you know, I don't mind what they do to shake things out. I just don't want to have to be paying for it while they're doing it. You know?
Yeah, but so. I mean, but that's how it works. You know, you yeah. gotta. You don't have to pay for it. You could just.
Well, no,
you
could
not
drop
pay
it.
For it, and I'll tell you about it.
Right.
But. You know what I mean? But it's like, I want to see how DC Universe plays out. I want right. to see, do they do the CW thing that with, do they go commercial free? I'm hoping, got my fingers crossed. You know, what's next for Disney Plus? What have they done for us lately? You know, I like to watch and see how that stuff plays out because it's only a benefit to us. Right. You know, it's fun and exciting stuff. And what's next? That's probably the next big thing for us is going to be HBO Max.
Yeah.
You know, that's what are they going to do? What's going to be fun there that gets us, like, what's the date that drops? Are we going to be on day one? Is it going to be like, are they going to try to roll something out and be like Disney Plus? Who knows? Who knows? Yeah. I think, honestly, I think that's our next big event.
Probably is. It's coming in May, supposedly, unless yeah. something changes. It's supposed to hit in May, so
yeah,
we'll see.
All right, so we won't do a show till May.
Yeah, all right.
Our next big event.
It's been real.
Somehow I think we'll find some content between now and then.
Yeah, I was going to say, there better be something coming out this year because we still have shows to do.
Yeah. So. Oh, two a week. No.
Yeah.
How will we do it? I think we'll manage.
Well, we thought that last year and we had plenty.
Yeah, this time last year we were saying, well, we've got Young Justice Season 3 coming.
Yeah.
And that year worked out pretty good. So
it did.
All right, let's say goodbye to 2019. We will see everybody on, well, the 2nd. Next
yeah.
year. We'll see everybody next year. We'll be back. I don't even know how much we're going to have for books that day. Are you open on the 1st?
Store's open, but I'm not working, so.
I know you're not.
Yeah,
but
I won't.
Open. Mine is.
The store's open, yeah. We are open on New Year's Day. We don't close. I'm like Hitler.
Yeah, Friendly Neighborhood's open. I haven't even been to Friendly Neighborhood this week. I haven't had a chance, so I haven't got my books for this week yet, so.
Yeah, New Year's Day is actually Wednesday. It's actually release day, you know.
Right,
so, I mean,
exactly.
There's a whole line of books coming out on New Year's Day. Information that we'll have to talk about, I'm not sure, because I'm a little out of the loop this week, so.
That's all right.
Yeah.
We'll piece something together just like we did today that only turned out to be almost 2 hours long.
Gosh, not that long. It's only an hour.
I like to overshoot it. That way everybody thinks we edited out a crap load.
There you go.
What did they leave out? All the good stuff,
come
apparently.
Back for more. Yeah. Yeah, right. The director's cut.
Yeah. I want the Snyder cut of Brightside.
Yeah, release the Snyder cut.
All right. Let's get out of here. Hope everybody had a great year. You want to talk to us on Twitter or at @brightside_chat. You can email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. We will be back next year, still on the Nerdy Legion, having a great time. Happy New Year to everybody at the Nerdy Legion. Happy New Year to everybody listening. We will see you next year.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors who we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.